It's the middle of the week, Wednesday afternoon in the heart of Stamford and Rutland. You're listening to Rutland Radio. Graham Wright in the chair, as I've been mentioning, my afternoon show guests today are Reg Clegg and Paul Biggins of local band Zoo. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Graham.
Thanks for joining us. Well, all members of the band, I think, are songwriters, aren't they? But we've got two of the members here today. And Reg, I think you play a fair old plethora of instruments.
Yes, yeah. I'm sort of principal lead guitarist. I play electric nylon guitar as well, bass, and I do some of the lead vocals and quite a few backing vocals. And then I get involved in production and some of the electronic rhythm stuff alongside that as well.
Paul, what's your forte? Because I think you've got keyboards as well on your side, haven't you?
Yes, I play piano and play Spanish guitar as well and acoustic bass.
And who's actually missing from the lineup today?
Missing today is Karen Clegg, our lead female vocalist. The only person who doesn't sing is me, thankfully.
And, Paul, I think you're the most local member of the band in terms of where we are.
Yes, I live just down the A1 at Stilton. I spend quite a bit of time in Stamford doing different environmental activities there.
Yeah, so you know the area pretty well. Mm-hmm. How long have you been together, then, as a band?
We started Zoo in February 2000, and we've been a trio since 2004, February of that year. So a fair old time, really. Although Paul and I have been playing, ever since we've been at school, and obviously I've been working with Karen since the mid-80s as well, so we've got quite a sort of history behind us, really.
How did you come up with the name Zoo? Do you
remember? You can throw that one over to me as well.
Yes, you can answer that.
I think formed in 2000, we drew a whole list of things on the blackboard in the studio of all the different names that we'd consider. And I think I have a feeling that I suggested Zoo because if people were looking for it in a record shop, they'd come to either A or Z and find it. And I think the whole idea of Zoo was the idea that we had so many different eclectic tastes that it was like a lot of species under one roof, so... Which is a bit of a convoluted way of putting it. But.
Fair enough. Now, I first saw you in the acoustic tent at Stamford's Riverside Festival. You're certainly purveyors of, what can we say, generally mellower melodies, I'd say. I mean, how would you describe your music then?
It's very difficult to come up with a niche. We cover all sorts of genres, if you like, but I suppose we're kind of laid-back, jazz, quite mellow, quite easygoing, but with a bit of an edge as well.
Who would you say that your influences were, then?
How long have we got? I suppose I've got a list of people such as Paul Simon, Sting, Ben Folds, Steely Dan. And on the jazz side, Thelonious Monk, Vince Guaraldi, that kind of range.
Reg, have you any extras to add to that?
Any extras? Alongside people like Sting and Ben Folds and Steely Dan, probably people like Steve Reich and Philip Glass from the world of minimalism. On the jazz side, Pat Metheny, Miles Davis, John Coltrane. Again, as Paul says, you know, we could spend the rest of the interview going over influences. Karen's got very much a folk background, hasn't she? So she's influenced by people like June Tabor and Kate Bush and quite a lot of the same people as we are as well, really.
So generally when you do a live show, I mean, you're normally a trio, I believe, aren't you? And,
yeah.
And it does tend to be a fairly laid-back experience, as I remember.
It's fairly laid-back, yeah. I mean, we take it seriously, both the live sound and the presentation and everything about it. But we have a good time as well. That's one of the main requirements, is to enjoy ourselves.
Well, you've got some live shows coming up where people can see you again for themselves. Perhaps you'd like to flag those up for us.
The next gig that we've got is at Normanton-on-Soar, the acoustic club. It tends to be a set of open mic slots for the first half, and we're sort of headlining the second half, and that's the day after our album release, actually, so it's pretty cool. And then we're playing...
And that's
at,
next Tuesday.
That's
think,
next Tuesday, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
8 o'clock start, that one. And then we're playing at Stamford for the Rivercare event. That's Sunday the 3rd of June, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And that's an all-day thing with other acts playing. And we've got a guest artist, David Ives, who played flute on our album. He's going to join us for that one. He's also doing a bit of a piano set as well. So it should be an interesting event, I would have thought.
Certainly one for the diary there as well.
Definitely.
And fingers crossed, I mean, I remember seeing you actually perform a couple of years ago at the Stamford Riverside Music Festival, and then... I think you and I, Paul, had a chat last year watching the other bands in the acoustic tent, didn't we?
We did indeed, yes.
And it was originally going to be cancelled for this year. Now it's kind of back on the map again, hopefully with an acoustic tent. So, fingers crossed, we might just see you there again this year.
It would be very good if we could play there. At the moment, it's not clear who's playing. But we are very hopeful to get in because it's a superb event. I'm very pleased that it is happening this year in a slightly reduced format.
Absolutely.
But it will still be well worth. That's on the 7th of July.
So good luck with that as well. Obviously, yeah, people here from Rutland Radio will be introducing acts on the various stages, so if you are there, we'll certainly look forward to seeing you. You mentioned the new album, Greenhouse, comes out next Monday, officially, which is Bank Holiday Monday. Where was this one recorded then?
This was recorded in our own studio, actually, which is up at Karen and my house up in Derbyshire, which the studio is also called The Greenhouse, just to add to the confusion. And we started it about a year ago, just over a year ago, recording all the backing tracks, and then we've been through a sort of fairly slow process of putting down overdubs and remixing things. And we recorded about 18 tracks, and we've whittled that down to 14 for the album, of the 14 that make a sort of more cohesive suite, I guess.
And you're happy with the result?
Very happy, yes. I really think that as a trio, this is the best work we've done. Our first CD as a trio was called Endangered Species, and that was really a way of establishing our sound to an extent, proving that we could do it as a three-piece. It's nice to have our own studio environment, so we can take the time to do a good job. Very often, if you're paying for studio time, you have to rush things, or you can't produce an entire album in the time that you've got, whereas we were able to do it.
I guess it gives you the chance to reappraise things that you've done. You know, we went back and re-recorded certain parts of it and altered arrangements throughout the course of the year, you know, putting it together, which is another luxury, I think, that you get from that. And, you know, it has given us the results that we're more than delighted with, up to the point that we're actually signed to a label with it as well, which is like a big first for us, having been all kind of self-produced previously.
Look out for you on Red Admiral Records.
Absolutely,
I think it is,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Obviously, it's going to be on sale at your gigs. Where else is it going to be available from?
You can get it from our website and also from, at the moment, onekent.com, which is the record shop for Red Admiral Records. Tracks can be downloaded worldwide, actually, through iTunes, eMusic, Rhapsody, in fact, all the kind of major download sites. And you should be able to buy the album in lots of online record shops. And at the moment, we're sorting distribution out through sort of national record shops, but that's not quite in place yet. So
look out for Zoo, great local band, and a new album, Greenhouse, coming out next Monday. Reg Clegg and Paul Biggins of Zoo, thank you very much for joining us and telling us all about your new work today here at Rutland Radio.
Okay, cheers.
Thank you very
good
much.
Luck with the live gigs as well.
Thanks
thank
a
you.
Lot.